This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Governor Abbott unmasks Texas and opens everything. That story right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a five-page executive order on Tuesday, March 2nd, but it was best summed up by his tweet. He posted, "I just announced Texas is open 100%, everything. I also ended the statewide mask mandate." In his announcement, which was made in a Lubbock, Texas restaurant, Governor Abbott said that, "Make no mistake, COVID-19 has not disappeared, but it is clear from the recoveries, vaccinations, reduced hospitalizations, and safe practices that Texans are using that state mandates are no longer needed. Today's announcement does not abandon safe practices that Texans have mastered over the past year." He continued saying, "Each person has a role to play in their own personal safety and the safety of others," and that, "With this executive order, we are ensuring that all businesses and families in Texas have the freedom to determine their own destiny." Texas has seen its COVID cases and death numbers decrease, and their hospitalizations are at their lowest numbers since October. Also, their seven-day average positive test numbers have dropped from 10,000 to 7,600. Governor Abbott attributes these improved statistics to the fact that more Texans are recovering from COVID-19 that are contracting it. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves also announced his state is ending all state restrictions as well. He tweeted that, "Starting tomorrow, we are lifting all our county mask mandates, and businesses will be able to operate at full capacity without any state-imposed rules. Our hospitalizations and case numbers have plummeted, and the vaccine is being rapidly distributed. It is time. We've been among the four or five most open states throughout this crisis, and we've been rewarded for it with more jobs and economic recovery." He continued in his post, "Now we are putting our focus toward rapid vaccine distribution. We are getting out of the business of telling people what they can and cannot do." Texas and Mississippi aren't the first states to take big steps to reopen. South Dakota never really shut down and didn't see economic hardship like the rest of the country, or spikes in coronavirus cases. Florida has been open for a while and has seen economic growth, all while still being able to treat the sick as well. North Dakota removed their mask mandate in November. Montana lifted its restrictions in January, followed by Iowa in early February. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds commented about her approach in an interview, saying, "We need to make sure that we are doing everything that we can to protect Iowans, especially our most vulnerable. But I also have to balance economies that support the individuals that are trying to sustain a business or sustain their livelihood. If we start to see any increase in cases, we'll adjust accordingly. And Iowans know I'll do that." As more states lift their restrictions and people return to some semblance of normalcy, remember to smile when you remove your mask, because it hasn't been seen in quite a while. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.